Ishbem Toivas Hanola Bailim. But by Trumas Samaisris, there's such a thing as Toivas Hanola Bailim. Rashi says it means Dova Muit. Toivas Hanola means the owner of the Trumas Samaisris, before he gives it to the Kohen, he has a little bit benefit from it. What is the benefit that they have? So Rashi says the Dova Muit, a small amount of money. If someone will give you like money and tell you, do me a favor and give this truma to my brother, to my koriv, so the bailim, the owner, is allowed to receive it. But soon the Gemara says about the kohen cannot receive it. Rashi going on the side that it's also like the Gemara. Let's see, the Gemara says, Tovus hanola bailim keitzad. What's the case? The case where it's mutter is Yisrael shehifrish truma mikiriyav, or Yisrael that set aside truma from his crap, from kri, from the silent of tefua. Or motzi Yisrael acher, another Jew comes to this Yisrael and tells him, listen, v'yamaloi, holochosel, let me pay you a little bit of money, I'll give you $1, $10. Holochosel is there, or teneya leben biti kain, please give this truma now to my daughter's son, that's a kain. So mutter, a Yisrael is allowed to do this, but Yisrael doesn't look like he's Messiah Bevesak Runas, because he's not buying it from self, he's giving it to his Koruv. So he's allowed to pay the owner of the Truma money. That's called the Bailim, the owner has somehow know from the Truma. But let's say, but if one Kain will go to another Kain and give him money to say, look, please give me your Truma to me, that's Asa. That's what Rashi is explaining. Rashi is explaining, if one kohen will give money to another kohen to give the truma to his koriv, that's also. If the kohen would give money to a Yisrael, right, that Yisrael should give the truma to his koriv, that's also. So Rashi says, kibud lo didei chazia, since the truma is fit for this kohen, have a nirukul kohen and say, yeah, it looks like you're buying, like you're working to get that truma. So one kohen cannot give money to a Yisrael to give the truma even to another kohen. But a Yisrael is allowed to. A Yisrael is allowed to give money to another Yisrael to give money to give the Truma. So that's called Tevas Hanor. It's called a little bit the Bailis that the original owner owns in his Truma. Now the Gemara says, Vitona, the question like, my time aloikoma matnas kuna. Like in the first Bryce, it spoke about three things, about the matnas kuna of a Bechor, about the Zeroy of Lachiyayim Bekeva, and about the Truma. Now when it says that the owner has Tevas Hanor, it only says the case of Truma and Maisrois. Hey, what happened to the case of a Bechor, and what happened to the case of Matnas Kunov, Zeroy Machayim Bekeva? So Marin says, Enachanami, they did not have Tevas Hanor on that. Omulach, I'll tell you like this. Truma di Kedusha Sagufi. Truma, once you mafra Truma, there's no way to take the Kedusha off it. It always remains with the Kedusha Saguf of Truma. The Chiva on the Loi Mischalo. Since even if you pay money like to exchange the Kedusha, you can't get the Kedusha off the Truma. Therefore, lo yosel mitibo. People won't come to make mistakes as if to think that maybe people say that since the Yisrael paid money for the Truma, the Kedusha goes off the Truma onto the money, and the Truma you can eat whichever way you want. So by Truma, we're not afraid about this. Therefore, you're allowed to pay money to get the Truma, and we're not afraid people think it has no more Kedusha. Everybody knows you can't get the Kedushas of Truma off the Truma. Mashenkein hani provir by a bechor when it comes to say a baal mum or these Israel chayim keva kivon the kedushas domim nino. Once they give it to a kohen, it only has the kedushas domim that it came to the kohen. Is also the mitoyi behon. People make mistakes with them because dovim mitchalav kedushasayu aar bezuzi. The also the minig behen minig dechulin. And people think, listen, that the Yisrael paid money for it. He paid, let's say, these four zuzim for this matnas kuna for the Bechor. So the person, the kohen or the Yisrael that's getting it now, he'll think there's no more kedusha on it, and it'll be noig minig bizoin, minig chulin. So that's why we're afraid. Therefore, you can't pay to get matnas kuna, because here we're afraid. So Rashi says, Avalhani matonis Bechor, kedusha domninu, timrots a kohen limcho besor Bechor. If a kohen wants to sell it through, he got the Bechor, would have a balmum, and he shechted it. So the meat, he's allowed to sell to another Yisrael. The same thing with Zuel Achayim Bekeva, the matanah that somebody gave to the kohen's allowed to sell it. So, Moichemli, so he sold it to Yisrael. The Suloi Boile Yisrael Mechlinu, but Sli Vachadol, Yisrael does not need it anymore, like Bigdusha or Bigdula, tidit, when it's only roasted and with mustard. He echid the Yavut kohen, the same way a kohen does it. Hilkach, therefore, also, I kohen's kohen also make a mistake and think that since somebody bought it for him, he'll also think that it's called like a kinyan and a pediya, that you don't have to be any kedusha with it. So therefore, the Rabbanu were machmir, you should not buy or pay money that somebody should give you the matonis, nor they should always be naig minig a gedula with it. Rashi says, that's the thing of the gedula. Atai says, yeah. Vinin lemoshko b'dashin gedula kadera sham locha meichlim. The sleeve achad. You have to eat these matonis the gedula. Therefore, we do not want somebody to pay money to the Yisrael to give it to the Kohen in order that the Kohen will still be naig the gedusha with them. So Tevis knows only by Trumas and Isis. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rovo, Trumas Chutzalorits. That in the Rabbonim, we have to take off Truma from Tevis to go on Chutzalorits. So there are a lot of coolness upon it. So first of all, Rovo says, Ein bo mishum kain hamaseya beveis agronis. There's no issa. A kain is not a work for the Yisrael, and the Yisrael could pay him the pay with a Truma. It's muta. Even though on Eretz Yisrael it's also, on Truma derives it's also. But on Truma Dirabonim, though, it's muta to Messiah to get paid for with the Truma. Rukavai says that it's not that much Kaddish, it's only with Dirabonim. Dirabonim were in Machmir, he could be knowing this by Truma Dirabonim. Another law, Nenimor says, Rav Chomo, Yoiv Le Lishmai. Nechlami Rav Chomo used to give it to his servant that was a Kohen for the pay, as he was a servant, used to work for him, and he used to give him pay Truma. Omar Shmuel says, not the Kula. Omar Shmuel, Trumas Chutzalorets, if you mafra Truma Chutzalorets, the locher is betela barayv, shnoot bottle, chad betray, 1 and 2. Even though that Truma deraisa, we owe this only bottle, chad bemeya, 1 and 100. But over here, by Truma derabonin, the Truma Chutzalorets, it could be bottle, 1 and 2. So Rashi learns betela barayv, Rashi says, loichlo lazar, that if one apple of Trumas falls into two other apples, it's bottle barayv, and even a zar could eat it. Rashi says, "Loivinin echem made only the 101 here. Liachas shivu b'roiv chulin yochel echel azar a kohen b'mei tumah. Another kula that even a kohen could eat it when he's tamei is like bottle the kedusha truma that even a zar or a kohen could eat. That's what Rashi learns. So Rashi learns even mutter for zar to eat. I think Toiz learns no. Toiz learns a zar cannot eat it. That ikka kulurir that a kohen even though he's tamei still will not eat it when it's bottle b'roiv. Now like the Gemara says later." Rabba mevat lebarayv. Rabba did it lechachil even. He had this truma that became tummy and chutzlorets, and he threw it into two other pieces that was tahor or chulin, and became bata barayv. The ochol of yimei tumasa. He himself, he was a kain, and yet it yimei tumasa. So we'll write the faces that the ikahetir is for a kain tidit even though he's tummy. Now, Rav Huna barayv Rabbi Yeshua ki misrami le chamra de truma. When somebody gave him some truma, a bar wine of truma, he was ramalei cham the truma chutzlorets, had a romi tre nata the chulin. Right away he would put inside it two portions of chulin of wine inside it, and v'chad nata the truma and one portion of truma. So it gives that there were two portions of chulin here, this natla that were a measurement, and one natla of truma. So it was bottle bereiv, and then v'shoka chad mikan. And he took out one from here. So the kitza, it was like bottle b'roiv, so he doesn't have to worry whether it's tameh, whether it's tor, that's the way you eat it. B'shak l'chad. Now, mikan ve'lech afterwards, romi chod v'shak l'chod. He just threw in one and took out one, he threw in one of truma, so he just took out one, because this one of truma is always bottle b'roiv there. So kitza, he was knowing to be mevato, the truma, even though it's tameh, b'roiv, chulin, and then you will not eat it. That's another chiddush of Shmuel. Then another chiddush. The Yom HaShmuel Shmuel also says that Trumas Chutzlorets Oichal V'Holich V'Yachakach Mafresh. That is Truma that grows at the Tevel that grows in Chutzlorets. So you let it eat from it first, and then you leave over some to be Mafresh Truma at the end. Or regular Truma, rather it's also the Chiv Misa. By Tevel you can't eat it before you take off Truma Semaisus. But what grows in Chutzlorets, you have this Kula. You could eat from it first and leave all the sun to be mafresh later. V'yom HaShmuel Shmuel also says, Ein trumas chutzalara tasura ela b'misha tuma yoytzalav migufay. That's what we say that truma, even though it's a chutzalara, truma drabonin, you can't eat it if you're tameh, if it's not bottle b'roiv. But what type of a tuma do you have to have? only a tumah that's yotzelo migufa, means if the person became a zav or a balkeri, or the isha is a nidor, or you led this where the dam came out of her body, or the zav, the keri came out of the man's body, and that tumah is a more chomedik tumah, then the kohen, this person, this kohen cannot eat the truma. Well, let's say the kohen only touched the mace, or touched the sheris, even though he's tamei, he's lari truma chutz laretz. But a truma derived is not lari, but truma chutz laretz is also sekula. That it's also teaser, it's only if a tuma yotze migufay. The hanimilu, when do we say this, even this chumra, that's only biachila, that if you're a balkeri or a zav, you can't eat the truma now to touch it. Ava benigiyah left lambo, there's no issa for you to touch it. You're allowed to touch truma chutz laretz, like there's no mitzvah to watch it, it shouldn't become tummy. On truma derived, if that goes to mitzvah sesla, you have to watch it. It shouldn't become tummy. But on truma chutz laretz, you don't have this mitzvah, you don't have this chumra. And therefore, you don't have to watch it. Abba v'negiyah leslambo, there's nothing wrong. Even if somebody touches it, Rashi says, v'negiyah leslambo, v'yafra gav shemitam, even though you're making the truma tamei, v'yichpes lon, it doesn't bother us. D'yena muzer olel l'shoimrom shleyatamenu. We don't have the special mitzvah to watch it, that it should not become tamei. It's only a mitzvah by regular truma d'iraisa, not by truma d'rabbonin. Here, leslambo. Amar Ravina says, Hilkach, therefore, Nida, you should know, Kaitza, Chala, Anisha to Nida, she's not a Nida dough, even though she makes a tummy, and then take off Chala, V'Oichola, a Koyen Kotin, and even though when she touches it, she makes a tummy, but so what? She's allowed to give it to a Koyen Kotin. So, Poshta, the sight of a Koyen Kotin just means that he's not a Bakeri, that no tumor came out of his body. And Pashas where Rashi learned one sheet of Tosis that who had been a Kohen God or an older Kohen if he went to the mikvah. So after he becomes taught the same thing, he's allowed to eat this Trumas Chutz Laretz even though it itself is Tomei. But since he does not have a Tumah Yetzer Megufoi, he's allowed to eat it. So here was Kohen Kotan just means a Kohen that has no Tumas carry. So even though the need to touch the Chal and made a Tomei, but since it's Chutz Laretz, you're allowed to give it to a Kohen Kotan to eat it. Yeah. Now, what's going to be if you lack a Kohen Kotan? Let's say you have no Kohen Kotan to give it to. So what should she do now? So the locker is, Shak Leilo Beresh Masa. She should take it, Beresh Masa, with the tip of a spoon-like. So Rashi says, means, Kama di Efshel is Durei, means that as long as she can watch it, so she's supposed to watch it, to touch it, not to make it Tomei. Me'acha Shekor L'Shem, once she called it Truma, at all possible, not to make it Tomei. So the Yetzir is let her take it with a big spoon like v'shadeh b'tanura, and she'll put it into the oven to burn it. Because that's what we do today also. The challah and chutz laretz now, if it's tameh and you can't give it to anybody to eat, so the Yetzir is supposed to burn the challah. So that's the Yetzir also. So just saying here though, that as much as possible she should not touch it, let her just give it to when she goes to burn it, so make sure she doesn't touch it first. V'shadeh b'tanura. Now there's a chumra here that after she burnt this challah, that's tamei, she can't give it to a kohen, she should be mafresh now another piece of challah and give it to a kohen. Now this second challah really has no kedusha at all, it's really mamash just chulin. But the reason why we do it is ki heichad lo tishtakach teres challah, that we should not forget this mitzvah of giving challah to a kohen. V'yochol a kohen god, even a kohen god, an older kohen could eat it now. Because it's not really challah, it's really only chulin, so there's no issue of eating it, even though he's tamei. But just since we burned the first challah, it's an inyan that there should always be some type of our freshness challah, therefore there's no need to give another piece to the kain. The question why we don't do b'zman is there, but that's what we did over here. In the bottom place talks a little bit about this, and Tzarich is here. The Tzarich says, Mashmad la yechmiru la hafresh challah, when do we say I have to give a second challah? To a kohen, a lehecha deleka kohen kotan. There's no kohen kotan to give the first one to. But imagine in a place where you could give the first challah to a kohen kotan, then you have to give a second one. The way it's our meaning is we don't win our mouth with a second challah. The Torah just says why they made this chumra by challah, not by truma, because challah everybody takes off by themselves. So if you're not used to giving, you forget about it. But truma, not everybody takes off truma. And megillah bo ela bali karkois, and therefore they take off truma from their tefus. Right. Now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Rav Amron, Rami Bar Choma, Hevi Kazlo Barva. Once we're going in a ship, So Solak Ravamu Lafnu, Ravamu went out of the room, he had to go to the base of Kisei. So also he, it's a lady came in to ask a Shaila. All this came out, she went up in front of them. Ormulu, she said like this to them. Tomei Mace, let's say somebody that touched the mace, he's Tomei Mace. Mal She Yitfol, is he allowed to, if he's a Kohen, he's allowed to go to the mikvah? The Yerchol Trumas Chutz Loretz. And then he could eat Trumas Chutz Loretz. So Rashi learns her Shaila was, B'loi Harashemesh, the guy is not going to wait till nighttime. Usually when you go to the mikvah, you have to wait till Harashemesh to Truma. But over here anyway, the guy really touched the mace. Really, yes, they should have to wait. Really, when he writes to become Torah, should have to wait 7 days, and he has to have Hazor, Gimel, and Shvi. So here the Shalat just time was, even we know it's only the Rabbanon over here, so the guy maybe has to go to the mikvah, but the Shalat was, does he have to wait for Erev Shemesh or not? No, well, that was the Shalat. Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said back, Rami Bachomo, listen, the Chi Hazor, Yesh Lonu, like anyway,